The ritual of return. Venus opposite Saturn at 26 degrees, Virgo, Pisces, axis. The exaltation was the test. The fall was the teaching. The opposition is the examination. To understand this opposition, you need to know the journey Venus has been on since January 2025. From exaltation to fall, fantasy to reality, north node to south node. The opposition isn't isolated. It's the final chapter of a 10-month epic, and Saturn has been watching the entire time. His question is simple. Did you learn what I taught you? In this Venus journey, there was key moments. January 19th, the seed, 16 degrees Pisces. Venus was direct and it conjunct Saturn. The original contract planted in water and faith. It was also 1 degree from where the North Node currently sits at 17 degrees Pisces. Something destined began. You didn't know what it would cost yet. February 2nd, the enchantment, 28 degrees Pisces. Venus conjunct the North Node and Neptune. Venus met both the North Node and Neptune at 28 degrees Pisces simultaneously. Destiny and illusion fused into one moment. This is what you've been waiting for. But the promise came wrapped in Neptunian fog. The line between real and fantasy blurred. Destiny and delusion began to intertwine. Then we moved on to March and April. The retrograde spiral through Pisces. Venus had moved forward into Aries. And then it turned retrograde and came back into Pisces, retracing her steps, questioning everything. The descent through the fog, right? Venus retrograde, then conjunct Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces. This was a crisis point, maximum disillusion. Then Venus retrograde conjunct the North Node at 27 degrees Pisces, questioning destiny. Is this real? Then Venus retrograde conjunct Saturn at 25 degrees Pisces. That was the karmic review. Then Venus got to 24 degrees Pisces, went direct, and started to retrace, come on back forward, right? And Venus direct conjunct Saturn at Pisces again. This was the reality check. Venus direct conjunct the North Node at 27 degrees Pisces. Again, destiny accepted with open eyes. Then Venus left Pisces and went on and conjunct Neptune. But this time, not in Pisces, it was in Aries. Out of water and into the fire. Out of the boundlessness into initiation. The dream phase ended and the doing phase began. Venus stations direct conjunct Saturn and Neptune around April, the vow. That was the moment of truth. Saturn demanded reality, was asking, if this is real, what are the actual terms? At 26 degrees Pisces, Venus made a conscious vow to Saturn. I accept the terms. I see the reality. I will build within the boundaries. The North Node witnessed it all go down. The vow became karmic and bounding and binding. Then Venus moved on from Aries, moved through Aries, moved through Gemini. Then Venus moved through Aries and went home to Taurus, went through Gemini, came on through Cancer and Leo, and now it went through Virgo. And when Venus got to Virgo, Venus was in its fall. Venus went from exaltation to fall, from dream to daily reality. When Venus got to Virgo, Virgo asked, does this actually work? Does this actually serve you? The exaltation gave the vision. The fall gave the form. The fantasy met practical limitation. The vision required unglamorous work. Work? Did you say work? Yeah, I said work. Yeah, unglamorous work. Then we moved on to the release. Venus conjunct the South Node around October 4th. 17 degrees. Venus, 18 degrees. Then we moved on to October. We got to the release. Venus conjunct the South Node. Venus gracefully surrendered the illusion. I released the fantasy. I see what's real. Jupiter, who at the new moon in Aries was in detriment in Gemini. Now, as Venus is traveling through Virgo, it's sitting exalted in Cancer. Mercury had moved through Libra, creating a mutual reception, Virgo to Libra. This wasn't a collapse, it was dignified release. The Neptune fog is finally being cleared. Then we had the full moon in Aries. What remained after the fog and the fantasy dissolved was real and therefore more valuable. Now we get to the opposition, Saturn's final test. Venus stands at 26 degrees Virgo, the mirror of where she vowed to Saturn in April. She has crossed from Pisces faith, dreams, disillusion, to Virgo form, precision, and service. Saturn, sitting at 26 degrees Pisces retrograde, is reviewing the entire journey. He watched Venus plant the seed in January, receive the enchantment in February, enter the fog in March, descend and question everything during the retrograde, make a vow in April, learn humility in Virgo's fall, and release the fantasy at the South Node. Now, Saturn is asking Venus, did you really mean it? Can you live with it? What you promised in faith, Pisces, can you now enact with precision, Virgo? The vow was spiritual, made in water. Now it must be lived in earth, structured, detailed, and practical. What you vowed in the waters, can you build on solid ground? Can you hold the vision while doing the unglamorous work? Can you maintain faith while editing, refining, and serving? You released the fantasy at the South Node. Can you honor that release without bitterness? Can you serve reality without becoming harsh or critical? Can you embody Virgo's discernment without sliding into its anxiety? When issues center on miscommunication and unclear terms, Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, made the same retrograde journey as Venus and now stands in Scorpio, demanding that nothing remain unspoken. The vow made in Pisces was wordless. Now it must be translated into clear contracts, precise language, and honest boundaries. Mercury in Scorpio uncovers what was assumed but never said. The ceremony requires explicit terms. Mars in Scorpio provides the courage for difficult conversation and cuts through denial, acting as the cycle pump of integrity. The Jupiterian promise. When the process feels heavy and you need perspective, Jupiter, ruler of Pisces, is exalted in Cancer and was just hanging out at the exact degree where Mars was once struggling during the Aries new moon. What was once A point of frustration is now the benefic's place of power. Jupiter forms a elemental trine to Pisces, where Saturn in the north node currently is, and an elemental sextile to Venus in Virgo, creating a support of water-earth flow. This isn't punishment, it's the final purification before expansion. The promise. When Venus enters Libra after this test, she carries earned grace, not naive harmony, but wisdom forged through discipline. Where Saturn verifies, Jupiter justifies. One tests the vow, one other blesses it. Together they sanctify the passage from faith to form. When a situation feels intensely fated, the north node in Pisces stands near Saturn. The south node lingers 9 degrees away from Venus. This opposition unfolds along the spine of destiny. The pattern. Venus conjunct the north node. Enchantment. February. Venus conjunct the north node. Questioning. April. Venus conjunct north node. Questioning. Then vowing. October. Venus conjunct the south node. The release. Venus 9 degrees from the south node. Saturn 9 degrees from the north node. The test. South node Virgo shadow. Perfectionism. Depletion. Criticism. Anxiety. Martyrdom. North node in Pisces. Promise. Faith. Compassion. Spiritual service from fullness. Saturn's asking, will you serve from fullness, Pisces north node, or from lack, Virgo south node? Mars in Scorpio enforces the vow. Cutting cords to old patterns, securing the soul's integrity. Saving symbol for Virgo, a group of aristocratic ladies meeting ceremoniously at a court function. They gather not to display, but to enshrine wisdom through repetition, the ritual that makes grace sustainable. These are the priestesses of form, Venus herself multiplied through memory. They've rehearsed the ceremony in both directions, holding refinement and chaos. They remember the fall, the descent, the vow, the humility, the release. Now they perform the ritual flawlessly. Let's look at the players in this situation. Saturn, currently retrograde in Pisces, the witness who watched everything. His test isn't cruel, it's compassionate. Verification. He confirms Venus can hold both Piscean faith and Virgo's form simultaneously. Mars in Scorpio, ruler of both Venus and Saturn's bounds currently. The executor of the vow, he holds the muscle memory of the entire journey, ruthless in service and integrity. Exalted Jupiter in Cancer provides protective grace through the trine, water trine to Pisces and to the earthly sextile to Venus. The pressure has purpose leading to expansion. Mercury, ruler of Virgo, currently in Scorpio, was in mutual reception with Venus as it was in Libra. Demands precision, articulation, and truth in all relational exchanges. The nodes mark the evolutionary path and past patterns, Virgo south node, to spiritual destiny, Pisces north node. What seed did you plant in January that felt destined? In February and March, what looked perfect but proved illusionary? In April, what vow or reality check arrived? And now in October, what fantasy did you finally release? Can you serve the vow practically? Can you maintain both faith and discipline? Can you honor release without cynicism? Can you wield Virgo's precision without perfectionism? Which house is Virgo and Pisces in your chart? This is where your life is being tested currently. If you have planets in mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, especially in between 24 and 28 degrees, you're being directly affected. The nodal release and destiny axis, Virgo, Pisces, currently 17. Also, where's your natal Venus? Where's your natal Saturn? How does this transit, how does this whole journey affect them? What aspects do they have to this transit? This is not a punishment, it's a graduation. Venus has planted the seed in January, received enchantment in February, entered fog in March, retrograded, descended, retrograde, made the vow in April, learned humility through Virgo, released illusion, South Node, and stands for examination at this opposition. The first meeting was the seed. The retrograde was the questioning. The vow was the commitment. The fall was the teaching. The release was the surrender. The opposition is the verification. When Venus enters Libra, she carries earned grace. Not naive harmony, but wisdom forged in water and earth. Not blind faith, but faith tested by reality. Not fantasy love, but love that's seen truth and chosen to stay. Not exalted transcendence, but grounded devotion. This is grace that knows the cost, harmony that survived precision's test, beauty tempered by service, love purified by truth. The final moment. The court is in session. The aristocrat ladies gather. The ceremony begins. Venus stands in her fall, sovereign. Saturn watches from the mist. Faith becomes form. The dream becomes deed. The ritual completes. Saturn asks one final time, did you mean it? And Venus is standing in her fall with grace answers, watch me prove it. The fog is cleared. The fantasy released. The vow made. The test arrived. Ceremony complete. When what was promised in formless waters can be executed with flawless precision on solid ground. I want to thank y'all for joining me. Make sure you leave a comment down below. I love to hear from you. I will respond. Make sure you like the video. If you're not following, make sure you hit the follow, subscribe, share with a friend, family member, coworker, that person at the red light. Make them roll down their window and tell them they need to check this out. I want to thank y'all again. Appreciate your listen. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.